Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Besides the screen you spent most of your time staring at this week, chances are you are also captivated by a big screen video installation. From billboards to scoreboards, we inform and entertain audiences with our big screen solutions. Visit bigscreenvideo.com.au to see how BSV can bring your space to life.
What are you doing?
Why are you doing? I just thought you were getting organised, mate.
I'm always ready.
I'm helping you out.
Go for it.
13:23 a.m. in Canberra, of course. And if you're listening on the SEN app, you're probably listening a bit later on, so I don't know why I'm saying hello.
No, that's the podcast. Gary.
Right. Is that the podcast? What's the difference between an app and a podcast?
Well, app you listen live, and then a podcast you listen later on. So welcome to those who listen to the podcast now, later on.
Because the kids don't consume the radio live.
The kiddies aren't listening to us.
Well, why are we here? Let's go.
My son's 24. He listens to the podcast.
Yeah, but he doesn't go out.
He's an older soul, Jack.
He is an older soul. Yeah.
How's he going? How's his love life?
He's going all right, I think. I don't know. I don't get into that with him.
Rightio. And listen, why don't you give out our TikTok account too?
Yes. At Badge Sats SEN.
Well done.
Yep.
You're going very well. Jack, the producer, asked Badge to do a TikTok this afternoon, and he goes, well, I don't do that stuff.
I can't dance.
No, we don't want you to do a dance. Just say what's coming up on the show. No, they don't.
What Nathan did. Got in trouble too.
Right, yeah. Big show today. the first ODI is underway. England versus Australia. 8 for 279, 48.3 overs gone.
How's your mate Paddy Cummins going?
2 for 160 off 9.3 overs. No, 2 for 60 off 9.3.
That's expensive.
Zampa's gone for a few, but at least he's taken three wickets.
Milan was on. He made 134, just gone out. Absolutely outstanding effort by the English batsman.
I tell you what, disappointing crowd. At the Adelaide Oval, I mean, it is a Thursday and it doesn't feel like cricket season.
Why are they playing these games?
I think that it's a make-up series, Badge, before the...
A lot of freebies have been given away.
Well, wait, one at a time? What?
A lot of freebies have been given away. So I think after hours, we may see some there for... a lot of people there for the Australian batting innings.
Up to the start of play at the Adelaide Oval, only 4,000 to 5,000 tickets had been sold to the public. That's pretty poor.
To fit more than that in there?
Yes, drop catch. We're just watching now. Drop catch. 8 for 281, I should say, of 48.4 overs. Travis Head, of course, we've put the sports day curse on him. He just dropped a catch in the outfield. Any takers on him get a duck tonight because he spoke to us?
He's looking straight at the sun, I've got to say.
Okay. On tonight's show, Greg Brandy Alexander will be joining us from Vossi and Brandy for breakfast. We're going to preview the World Cup final, but more than that, what do we want to find out tonight from him, Sats?
Well, we always like to pick the brains of people who have been on tour, kangaroo tours, and he went on 86 and 90 with you, Badge, and I love sitting back and just listening to Badge and some of our guests who he's toured with talk about different things on the tours because they're great memories.
Great tourist, Brandy, young bloke.
The gecko they call him.
Yeah, got called up late when Eric Groth pulled out of the 86 tour, so
I didn't realise that. He came in for Eric Groth.
Yeah, he did. As a winger, but he played, you know, a few different positions. And he's just such a freakish talent. But he was like me. He was never going to make the test side. So we had a good party tour.
One of the greatest natural athletes you've ever seen, Jay. So just
really
everything with training, tennis, golf. Can just do everything. And the ability, his aerobic capacity when doing fitness was... legendary.
And backflips and all that sort of stuff.
And on that kangaroo tour of 1990, Badge, you were the weekend fullback, so you were the fullback for the Kangaroos, and he was the midweek one. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Were you ever nervous?
Absolutely, the whole tour, especially after we lost the first test. We hadn't lost a test in a long, long time. The Aussies, certainly not against England, so we lost the first test at Wembley, and I thought I was gone. But, Bob Fulton was the coach, stuck by me, and I sent him Christmas cards for the next 28, 30 years.
Okay.
On your bows.
Yeah. And Mao would have had a word too.
Oh, of course.
He would have been back.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. 0457 736 736 is our text number. Fun Fact Thursday. Of course, Scott Sattler are heavily involved.
Fun Fact Thursday.
Don't lie. Are
you good at that?
Don't lie.
I'm telling you
Why
now,
did you find that funny when you said it?
Because what finds me funny, no, I didn't engage in that.
But you, when you said that, you were laughing.
No,
you were laughing?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, anyway. We had him then for a sec.
Has anyone got a fun fact?
I have. Yep. Darren from Ballina, his call we had this week about you going into a motor dealership in Penrith the moment you were named in the State of Origin side in a singlet.
I've actually met Sats quite a few times. So I was the assistant manager at Nepean Motor Group with Jade Cowan.
Oh, Jade Cowan.
I met Sats a few times. Yeah.
Always trying to get a cheap car, isn't he?
Oh, you would have got a free one.
Free cars. And...
I remember the day he came in when he got selected for his State of Origin. He came in with his Queensland singlet on. I've never seen guns so
fast. You That's a lie.
Yes. Oh, you know. You deserve a headbutt.
Darren, have you got photos from that day?
Darren beat it. Oh,
that's gone.
Fun fact, Thursday.
That was a beauty.
That was that's the caller of the year.
Yeah, seriously. I think so.
It was winter. Why would you be wearing a singlet anyway?
That's what we were asking.
That's the whole point.
Correct me if I'm right.
Have you got one for us? 0457 736 736.
You know this World Cup in rugby league, which has kind of been on again, off again. You know the first World Cup was in 1954 in France. They'd been pushing for it since the 30s.
Really?
Finally happened, and France played Great Britain in the final. No Australia, no New Zealand. They played them in the final in Paris and were beaten. Great Britain won 16-12.
It's Fun Fact Thursday.
There you go.
Wow. Well, you didn't hear a word I said. He's just waiting to push the Fun
no,
Fact
No, I did.
Button.
You said they
you
won 16-12.
Who did?
You did.
Who
France.
Won? Yeah, you know, exactly incorrect. They lost
England,
to Great Britain.
In Paris. I got that bit right.
Can I give you a Fun Fact Thursday?
No.
Yes.
The ABC, well, their mailing address in each city is 9994.
Mm. Oh, this is old.
It's in honour of Don Bradman's average.
Didn't you know that?
No.
The ABC managing director at the time was a massive Bradman.
That's
Bradman.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Great, isn't it?
In every capital city.
Didn't you know that?
No.
No.
I thought everyone
I've
knew
never
that.
Written to the ABC. How many times have you written to the ABC?
Oh, just to complain lots. About 8 times today. I write to Ida Buttrose every single day. Did you have something about the ABC today you want to talk about? Or was that it?
That was it.
I watched a good show on the ABC last night.
Oh, that's an oxymoron.
What are you calling me that again?
There's not one good show on the ABC. Seriously.
Fisk.
What?
Fisk.
What?
What?
What are you watching?
That's what it's called. Fisk.
Fist.
Fisk.
Fisk. What is it?
It's a show on the ABC.
Yeah, I know. We gathered that. What's it about?
Julia Zemiro. Some of our great comedians. Glenn Robbins is in it.
Oh, he's all right. Does he play Uncle Arthur?
No, but he plays a good character.
Who was the best? Who is Australia's best comedy character? Not the person doing it.
So not Carl Barron, our funniest man.
No.
Or,
it's a character. Hoax.
Kingswood Country.
Arthur Dunger.
Ted Bullpit.
Arthur Dunger.
Arthur Dunger, yeah.
Arthur Dunger's
good. I like Shirty, the slightly aggressive bear. Remember that off The Late Show?
No.
With Mick Malloy and all that gang? Awesome.
What was Michael Caton's name in The Castle?
Michael. No?
No.
Oh, Dahl.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Daryl Kerrigan.
Daryl Kerrigan.
Yes.
Someone type Frank Woodley. Who would... Oh, God. Another ABC one.
What's that talking dog? What's his name? Anyway, I'll remember that one.
What about Aggro? Actually, the outtakes of Aggro were better than Aggro on the screen. No, I tell you what, I reckon I loved Colin Carpenter on, what was that show? Comedy Company. Remember he was unemployed?
Oh, he was good, yeah.
Was that Glenn Robb? No, that was Glenn someone
Kim
else.
Gingell.
No. Kim Gingell, yeah. Fantastic.
What about... Wilfred. Did you ever watch Wilfred?
Is that the dog?
The talking
what?
Dog?
No.
Did you watch
Honestly,
a movie?
Seriously.
Yeah, it's a good show. What? If you've never seen Wilfred, oh, you've missed something.
You are so
Let me guess. You've been to Nimbin. You've come home.
No.
You got a pizza.
No.
And you're watching.
I'm telling you.
You sure it's a talking dog?
Oh, and I'm going to change. Yeah, Con the Fruiterer.
Yeah, very good. Kylie Mole.
Jack likes Wilfred. How good is he?
Well, he's got no idea.
Yeah. Mm. Mate, he's Irish. He wouldn't know comedy.
Would he?
Seriously, if you've got your favourite comedian, not comedian, but your favourite comedy character.
Strop.
Yeah, Strop was good.
Well, Paul Hogan was a character, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hogs. He played the character, Hogs.
Mm.
You know what was my Benny Hill being chased by any nurse?
Oh, you can't watch that anymore.
What?
It's unwatchable, Benny Hill. I used to love it.
Is it?
I can't believe it.
Did you love the goodies?
No.
Never watched it.
Oh, wow. A massive cat overtook London. Yeah.
What were they on?
They had their own show, The Goodies.
Yeah, I know.
The Young Ones.
Oh, yes. Now, that was on the
name episode. The Young Ones, Woogie.
Frank? No.
Neil?
Rick?
Rick. And who was the kind of normal
Mike.
One? Mike. That's who I'm thinking.
And
of.
Who was the punk? Vivian.
Vivian.
Gee, you guys. Where have you been?
Well, we're not 65.
Yeah. That's right. 0457 736.
I'm not either.
736. Send us a text with your favourite.
Sam Pang. Great comedian.
He's not a character.
He's a character. He's funny.
Oh, jeez.
I remember him saying on air one night. It was only a couple of weeks ago. We're talking about the DLS, what Duckworth Lewis system, whatever it is.
Mm.
And he goes, I used to get picked on cricket teams. You know how he used to pick one at a time for school? He goes, because I was the Asian kid and I could work out the DLS. Actually, him and Mick Molloy and that are all touring. I'm going to see him next week. It's called The Comedians. That's going to be almighty. Mm. They're traveling around Australia.
Mick Molloy. Now, who did he play in the bowl, the lawn bowls? Movie.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
That was a good character.
But DJ, he was a part of that whole D-Generation thing, and they did The Late Show. That Late Show was absolutely outstanding. Didn't he play the assistant to the stunt guy? He was awesome. Remember him? The real dopey guy?
No.
Oh, and he'd stuff up every stunt.
No.
We'll have a look at it in the ad break.
That was Hoax. That was...
It was very similar Arthur character. Dinger. Someone will help me out on the text.
Kath and Kim.
Oh, yeah.
And nice. Sharon.
How
did
many,
you say noise?
How many? Okay. How many of our listeners had a wife like
with a bar jars?
Like Kimmy?
Oh, sorry. I was reading bar jars.
Bar jars. What a great. Yes, that's from the Late Show.
Sorry, Mike Titan from the Gold Coast says best show is bar jars.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about wife's bar jar, but that's not. But I read it on here and I.
What?
You got yourself. In
a mess I said
there.
What I was thinking. I shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
No,
I apologise.
Indigenous All-Stars coach Ron Griffiths is pushing for a team to participate in the next Rugby League World Cup. Thoughts?
You know, a fun fact, there actually has been a team in a Rugby League World Cup that wasn't representing a country. It was.
Fun fact, Thursday.
It was the
Maoris.
Maori, that's how you say
it. What year was that badge?
2000.
Okay. Yeah, there was
so
too.
So it wouldn't be the first time, but... It'd be tricky, wouldn't it, for a lot of players if you've got to choose. I mean, everyone, the Indigenous players, are all very proud, of course, of their heritage, but also then when they would have to give up their Australian jersey to play in that team. I'm not sure it would happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about, is it dividing? I'm not sure
could
whether
be seen that
is,
way.
Is it seen as dividing? I'm not quite sure. And I love the Indigenous heritage and how proud the Indigenous players are about their family tree. I love it. And the tradition and the history that goes behind it. I'd like to think that we wouldn't do that. I would like to think that you play for the green and gold. But what I'd also like to see badges, and I'm a traditionalist, you know that. I'd love the green and gold. And as a kid, wearing my dad's green and gold jersey around the house continuously. But I feel as though we can introduce some Aboriginal tradition, Indigenous tradition, into our jersey. Whether it's the colours, the red, yellow and the black, however that may be, I think we can start to introduce that into our Australian kangaroo jersey.
And they could wear their training singlets to visit everyone after the game.
When they're picking up a car.
Like if you had an origin.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, you know what I'd like to see? And they do it well in rugby. This is something they do very well. They sing the Indigenous anthem along with the Australian national anthem. Maybe that's something we could look at in test matches. As well.
I think it's inevitable that we will follow the New Zealand.
Yeah.
There was a war cry that...
Yeah, back in the old kangaroo tour.
No, but remember they were introducing one and Greg Inglis a few years ago, they were doing not just for the Indigenous teams, they were going to do something with the Aussie teams. Remember they formed the Australian teams would form a boomerang.
Yeah.
Is that gone by the wayside?
Don't know.
Hey, boys, yeah. Cuzzy Bro from Brisbane is on the line listening through SENQ 693 AM. Cuzzy Bro, hello, you got a fun fact for us, mate?
Yeah, I have. How are you, boys? All
good.
Right?
Very good.
Okay, so I went to Suncorp for an Origin function, right? And it was the function when the original Fogs got their caps, you know, for the 1980 team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so everyone was there. I bought a jersey and, you know, like to get signed. And back then you could do it. I don't think you can do it now. And I got, like, Arthur Beetson to sign it. Couple of funny things. Fatty Vorton signed it, but he signed it on the back. You know, because you know how you put the... When you put it in the frame, it's always the front part. So I had to get him to sign it twice. But fun fact, I got brushed. Someone didn't sign it for me.
Who was it?
Mr. Belcher.
Oh, wow.
Black Thursday. That's disgusting.
I wouldn't be there in... I wasn't there in 1980.
No, it wasn't 1980.
You said it was the originals.
It was sometime after, maybe in the 90s. But they gave the original caps. They presented the caps to the original Fog players from the 1980s. It wasn't 1980. It was, in the 90s or something.
Oh, okay.
But I got the jersey signed and got Barry Miller to sign it. He was telling me a good story about how he should have been coached, not Tom McDonald, because he must have been the coach in 79 for Origin.
Yeah, he was. Anyway, yeah, in
that's
the 70s.
Fun fact, boys.
Yeah, we'll
stay on the line because we'll give you Badger's address and you can just send it straight to him.
Oh, you must have been playing up like a two bob watch that day, cuz.
Send it to him. Send it to him
anytime, mate.
With a grey nurse and he'll sign it for you.
Send it via pigeon and he'll get it.
Send it to PO Box 9994. In your capital city.
Yes.
Badge will pick it up from the ABC. Hey, we've got to go to break, boys. I know we've still got lots to talk about and lots of texts coming through, but Brandy Alexander is waiting on the line. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back with Brandy in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
The open side, Fittler back through on the inside, he's got supported, Alexander shut the gate, he's in under the posts. Good stuff from Fittler, and the two youngsters from Penrith combine to put Australia in again.
Our next guest is Greg Brandy Alexander. Now, the
one of 97 tries on.
I was going to say in that game against Halifax, Badge, on the 1992 Kangaroo tour. Is that the game he scored 6 tries or something?
Ask Brandy. I'm not sure. I think he did it most weeks.
Brandy and Badge was nervous about his spot too on that tour with you killing it.
Of course.
Please, as if he was. No, come on. I don't know. I don't remember. Was Halifax Thrum Hall, wasn't it? That was their home ground.
Is that the ground that slopes about a metre or so from one side of the field to the other? That's Halifax.
Badge,
yeah.
It does. And remember, Don Ferner's advice to us on the 86 tour was run downhill and use the ball. Let the ball do the work up the hill. Don't run uphill. Because it was sideline to sideline, the slope.
Yes.
There is a ground in I think Batley. It runs, it's north south, but the slope is downhill. Like you're running either uphill or downhill, either half. Oh, but nice. Halifax was sideline
side
to sideline.
Side. Yeah.
Anyway, that's.
And truth is, yes, I was very worried on that tour, Brandy, because you killed it. On that second Kangaroo tour. So yeah, we want to have a chat to you about the boys over there at the moment playing against Samoa. Brandy, the Aussies against Samoa. Have you got mixed feelings about this one, given that the strong Penrith contingent with in both sides?
Well, no, Badge. I want Australia to win. It was great to see Samoa bounce back, and I was happy for the boys. Spencer and Jerome, but in particular Jerome, because I think Jerome's had a great World Cup. I think he's picked up 3 Men of the Match awards, and after they were smashed by England early, they came under a lot of criticism, and rightly so. You know, when you go into a game as favourite and you get beaten by 60, something's gone wrong. But they turned it around pretty quickly. But my allegiances are, Aussie, and I think Australia I think they're ready to put a performance together because they really haven't, and they've come through a tough physical game against the Kiwis. I think it might click. I think they can put 20, 30. I think they can win by 20 or 30.
It really was their first tough game. And that's why there's been some criticism about Australia's performances. But until that game on the weekend against New Zealand, they were relatively easy matches. And it's hard to switch from winning by 30, 40, 50 over to a close game like that and such a good opponent.
Yeah, look, I think it was, I think for a lot of the players, it's been a really different, they find themselves in, you know, playing games that they knew they were going to win. It was by how much they were going to win. And then all of a sudden you roll into, and Mal's sort of been tinkering with the side and, you know, I don't have any great problems with that. And everyone's had a game, but all of a sudden you roll into the Kiwis and, yeah, you knew you were in for a fight. Now, I guess, you know, the Kiwi game was more like an NRL game. It was tough. It was tight. The play the balls were a little bit slower than, you know, and it's hard for both sides. The Kiwis never really clicked into gear either. You know, they were a bit stop-start like the Australian side have been, but it was who was going to be better on the day, and Australia were just better on the day. You know, the Kiwis could have easily won that. A couple of close calls in the second half that could have easily been, you know, four-pointers and led to a win. But I think Australia now, that side's been together for a couple of games now, coming through a tough game. I think they'll be primed for a good one.
Now, Brandy, take your Penrith Allegiance hat off and put your number 7 hat on. And I know he didn't have the greatest of games, Nathan Cleary, in that semi-final, but does it still bewilder you why some believe he should be replaced for the final with Daly Cherry Evans?
Nathan hasn't had a great World Cup. But, you know, there's plenty of players that fall into the same boat. And I think so much is expected of Nathan. And because that was the big talking point right throughout the pool games was who was going to be the number 7. And I think most people thought that Nathan would get the nod in the end. And while he didn't play great, he hasn't, you know, hasn't starred. He's done his job. And sometimes it is hard to shine in a side where it's just not fluent, and I'm not surprised that Mal's gone with, you know, Cleary again. But I can understand people and supporters of Cherry, which, you know, I've been a big supporter of Daly over his 20 years that he's played. He's a great player. But Mal's made the change, and I think you stick with it. And they did win. They beat Kiwis. Like, you know, if they had lost and gone home, well, you know, the story might have been different. But I'm not surprised that Mal's stuck solid at all.
So this Samoan side, and I agree with you, I think Australia probably do it comfortably in the final. But if they are to create one of the biggest upsets in rugby league history, Samoa, what do they have to do?
Well, they have to make it uncomfortable for Australia. And if they cannot let them get in a rhythm, you know, if they cannot let Cleary and Yeo and Munster get into a bit of a rhythm with their attack, well, they're half a chance. Sats. They've got enough strike out there to score the points. Although the defence of the Australians will be something that they haven't faced yet. They haven't. You know, England's defence isn't Australia's defence. So if they're going to beat Australia, they need to unsettle them and get them off their game and not allow them to get into a rhythm, which will be very hard. And then they've got to be good enough to make metres, get field position. They've certainly got the players to do that, but I think Australia's defence is going to be, it'll be rock solid. It'll be hard to break. You know, and tries might come through kicks and, you know, Australia will have to be off their game and not click. For Samoa to win, I think.
Now, you talked just a moment ago about Nathan Cleary winning the number 7. Well, he actually hasn't. He's got the number 14. What are your thoughts on this? For mine, this horrific numbering system.
6 weeks.
Oh,
it's shocking.
Oh.
Is it the most harebrained idea that anyone has ever come up with?
Oh.
Like, it's actually taken away a little bit. And look, I know the players, they're playing, you know, they play for the crest on the front of the jersey and all that. I've heard all the players talk about, you know, the numbers that they're wearing. And they're, you know, they don't want to bag it, but boy, oh boy, like really, you know, Isaiah Yeo running around in number 24, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
You and I, we know all the players because we're commentators, we follow the game. But I'm watching the other night, the other morning, and my wife out of bed and she went, oh, who's wearing number 22? Why is it? And so for people who aren't really familiar with the players, it's so confusing. Yep. And she made a good comment. She said, what if New Zealand did the same thing? How confusing that would have been. Yeah. What if every team had done it? Oh, I think it's going to be finished.
The only saving grace is the saving grace is they got their names across the back. Otherwise, it would have been a complete disaster. But I think the names across the back has saved them. Anyway, it's final time. We're done with that.
I was wondering why Val Holmes was a dummy half all the time. I realised it was Benny Hunt. Now, off air, Brandy, myself and Badge and Jace, we always like to pick Badge's brain about kangaroo tours because, you know, there must be such a great time of your life. And he said, oh, the 86 tour when Brandy was only a young guy. I think he'd been playing first grade a couple of years, and he said he was killing it. You know, he's a Rothmans medal winner. And then he said... But Terry Lamb had him in a headlock for the entire time. What's the story there?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Bar steered me in directions that I'd never been before. So, and he got me drinking vodka. So
vodka, you know, pineapple was, or something. Was it pineapple?
Vodka and pineapple. You get a vodka. They give you a vodka. And then they give you a little bottle of pineapple. And it was, how good's this? Like, you know, you could tip as little or as much vodka, pineapple in, as you wanted. Yeah. So that was, it was a great experience. What I was saying today, that one of the best things about tours is getting to know players from other clubs. Because, you know, you watch them, especially as a young bloke, when I was on that 86 tour, God, like, you know, I played against them, but didn't know any of the Queenslanders, and didn't know any of the, because I hadn't played Origin, and so really hadn't had much to do with any other players apart from Royce was on the tour. I knew Langmack and I knew Ciro because we'd played school footy together and against each other. But that is definitely the highlight for me, getting to know the players from the other clubs. And I think the boys on this tour are experiencing the same thing because there's been no Aussie games for the last 3 years and a lot of them haven't played for Australia. So they've played Origin against each other and they've played grand finals against each other, but they really don't know them. So I reckon that's been a highlight for a lot of them, getting to know the players that they've played against for the last 3-4 years, but never played with and really haven't had that much to do with them. Now, Brent, that is a highlight for sure.
Fast forward 4 years to 1990 and you're on your second tour and... But he ends up being your brother-in-law, Mark Guyer, married your sister. And and he's a kid that probably wouldn't have been out of too far of the M4 or the Great Western Highway heading into the city.
Then he still hasn't.
Well, then you throw him in the
UK. Then
you throw him in the UK for 2 months, three months.
Mate, yeah, absolute craziness, you know. And Keith Barnes, the manager, like Barnesy left as a, you know, a very fit, young-looking, sort of 60-year-old. Barnsley looked 80 by the time he left England.
He did.
and it wasn't all MG. Yeah, part of the problem was he's one of the boys from his own club. Bloody Blocker. He said, Blocker, do you want to be the first bloke ever sent home from a kangaroo tour? And he said, well, you're bloody close to being at. No, it's very good. Hey, kangaroo tours, best time of your life.
Just back to the World Cup, and the Golden Boot got named. I heard you and Vossi talking about it at great length, and Joey Manu getting that. But is it confusing for us to understand why they would pick it before the finals actually played? Jerome Luai's won three Man of the Match awards against Tonga and England.
And Junior Barlow's been great. I would have thought those guys, you know, if they do something amazing in the final, you would have thought they'd be a chance.
That's right. Well, if Jerome Luai, like if Samoa won the World Cup and Jerome Luai won Man of the Match, that would be four Man of the Matches in the tournament. Well, how could you say, and if this is all they're voting on, because we haven't played international football and the Golden Boot's gone a little bit funny. It's lost its luster, yes. I think. You know, it basically was the best player in the world, and it included everything. Then when Tommy Makinson won it, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, no one knew who he was here in Australia. No one had ever heard of him. He was a winger that played for England. So I think it's lost a bit of its, of the punch that it held back in the 80s and 90s. But why they would do it, same thing happened in the T20 World Cup.
Yes.
With them naming the team of the tournament before the final. Now, Sam Curran, the English bowler, won the player of the match and won the player of the series, but didn't make the team. Work that one out.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy.
They do it because it's convenient. They wanted to have their function this week, I'd say.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. That's right. They wanted to have it because otherwise, World Cup final, everyone's on a plane and gone the next day.
Who votes on the Golden Bit, boys? Is it
referees?
Umpires? No. Who does? Who votes? Is it the media or
no? There's a board in the International Rugby League that like a committee that chooses it.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay. All right, Brandy, mate, it's been great chatting to you.
Good, boys.
We love your show. Brandy and Vossie for breakfast, or Vossie and Brandy. We'll put you first. Brandy and Vossie for breakfast every morning on SEN 1170 in Sydney. We get an hour of it in Queensland too, boys, because of daylight savings as well. Brandy, thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Thanks, boys. Good to chat.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
It's Fun Fact Thursday.
Fun Fact Thursday.
It's Fun Fact Thursday. How much fun can you have on a Thursday?
So much fun on a Thursday.
Fun Fact Thursday.
Oh, it's the worst.
Good work, Sats.
So bad, eh?
You got some fun facts?
Well, Mark has actually texted in on 0457 736 736. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
Ooh.
Teeth are coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue.
Wow.
There you go.
Good stuff.
I've got another fun fact Thursday, sports related. Your good mate and touring partner, Andrew Eddingshausen.
Yes.
Great guy.
Good looking.
Tremendous guy.
Good fisherman.
Yep.
One of the best.
Gets seasick, though, when he goes out.
Oh, really?
Really?
You making
does.
That up?
Wow.
That's a fun fact.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Fun fact Thursday.
Andrew
Allergic
Eddinghausen.
To the ocean. Yep.
Played against the Newtown Jets and the Melbourne Storm.
Fun fact Thursday.
No what, other player would have done that.
Oh, against the Jets
so
and
he came
the Storm.
Into the grade when he was a 17 or 18.
1981 was there last year. 82.
82.
Yeah. And then?
And then he played against the Melbourne Storm in 1998.
Wow, what?
I know.
Making a bloke feel
very
old.
Very good fact.
Mm.
Another one, Daniel from Prairie Woods chimed in with adding to Badger's brilliant fun fact Thursday. The name of the Rugby League World Cup is awarded the Paul Barriere Trophy, named after the French Rugby League president of the 40s and 50s who presided over the first World Cup.
There you go.
If you look on top, on closely at it, there's a rooster on top of the trophy. Signifying.
Wow, there you go.
The Sydney Roosters are normally again, the best team.
Yeah, no, it would be. It would
no,
be.
French.
Yeah. Hey, for expert car service, book in your local Repco authorised service centre. The Aussies are batting none for one of three balls, or actually two balls.
None for two. There's a wide.
Yeah. What are they chasing? It's not up in the score.
Well
there.
Left, Dave Warner. Chasing about close to 300.
Yeah, close to 300 runs. We'll get that for you in just a sec. There's some rugby league news around. PVL wants Mal Meninga to extend his tenure as the Kangaroos coach beyond 2023.
He's contracted for next year.
He's got a good record, badge, hasn't he?
Good record, yeah. Yeah.
He lost a couple of games.
I lost a couple. I know Ricky Stewart had a good record of about 11 out of 12. Donnie Ferner only lost a couple of tests in charge, and Mal's is right up there with him as well. Yeah, he's only lost a couple. He said he's not sure if he's going to keep going to the next World Cup, but contracted for next year.
He's been a tremendous short-term coach.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people.
And he's the best Origin coach in terms of what he did with Queensland through that era.
There's a huge argument, Badger, comes from a lot of people that says, but hang on a sec, he came into an era when all these young players that have played a lot of under-16s and under-18s, schoolboys and under-20s that have come through, and they've all hit first grade together and played Origin together. But as we know, You can be...
And New South Wales were the favourites throughout that most of that era.
You've got to be able to bring all those people together and head them in the same direction.
ML actually got on board with Queensland when they had... we, and I was part of the coaching staff, had lost the series in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
3-0, I think. Or no, 2-1. And then staring down the barrel at the start of 2006 when they lost that first
2-1,
game. 2-1, it was kind of... They were talking about Craig Bellamy coaching, and he said, no.
Coaching Queensland?
Yes.
Okay. He'd coach New South Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were going to approach Craig, and he stuck his hand up and said, hang it, no, I'll take this on.
Right, yeah.
Did an amazing job. So he's been very, very good long term. And I don't think there'd be anyone who wouldn't want him there to continue with the Kangaroos.
Mm.
Sach, you're telling us a story off air about Jerome Luai and Stephen Crichton, how they revealed how Samoa transformed into a World Cup contender.
Well, it's a little bit like the Tongan Invitational side, which David Fifita and Jason Taumalolo had a lot to do with, of course. They weren't happy with the current program, and so they decided to create their own. And we're seeing what, you know, the fruits of that labour right now with Tonga. With Samoa, is much the same. Stephen Crichton was saying that there's been Josh Papali'i and Junior Bolo that have been really on the front foot. They've been
yep.
the... But he said it's Anthony Milford. Anthony Milford has really created a legacy for himself of making Samoa strong again in World Rugby League. Probably the strongest, if not the strongest they've ever been. So,
oh, well, in terms of how far they've gone, they've never been to the semi-finals in a World Cup.
After games, when they play Canberra, Josh Papali'i would be saying, hey, we're going to come together, and Junior Bolo the same. Milford, when he was at Newcastle for that short stint. And so they all committed. And then he tells a story about he was playing golf with Jerome Luai and Brian Toto, and a notification came through on their phone about Joseph Su'ali'i has announced that he's going to commit himself to Samoa for the World Cup.
Yeah.
And he said the excitement amongst the three of us in the middle of a fairway of a golf course out in Penrith, he said we're the happiest kids on earth.
Yeah.
And that's the effect. Well,
they look
that this
like a
had.
Happy team.
Yeah, they do.
Despite that first round smashing at the hands of England, they've come from a long way back to get to this final.
How many Samoan flags have you seen on the back of you? Do you know they've run out? You cannot buy a Samoan flag in Australia.
Really?
At the moment. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just...
Mount Druitt would have been crazy when they made the final. And it's a little bit like when Penrith have won the grand final. There's so many juniors that come from that district. You know, Colton, Mount Druitt, all those areas around there that... and they celebrate really well. They celebrate hard, and they would have on the weekend as well, and they will this week.
In Brisbane, the Samoan community has taken over a park, and there's a march on Saturday morning to this park with festivities for families. They're expecting up to 2,000 Samoans to march.
Great.
And what I love about most of the Samoans that I've spoken to have said, look, we grew up in Australia. Some of us were born in Australia. So we love the Kangaroos. So we're happy either way what happens on Saturday. Isn't
they're that saying that openly, but behind
closed doors. Privately, No, good point. Mm. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. By the way, the Poms made 9 for 287 off their 50 overs. Australia none for 8 off 1 over. Break time. When we come back, more of your text here on Sports Day.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Welcome back to it. Tonight on the text, 0457 736 736, it's going off. Are asking you tonight about your favourite comedy characters.
And with that, Fatty Vaughton.
No, it's got to be a comedy character.
He was a comedy character.
No, you can't just yell out
his
a name.
His name's Paul Vaughton, and he became Fatty.
Stream every game of the NFL season live on the NFL Game Pass. Visit NFLGamePass.com. Can you explain it to him, Badge, what we mean by character?
Well, I'll just give you a couple of examples from our listeners, Scott. Blackadder and Baldrick. That's from Jace.
Fatty was funnier than them.
And Bruce from Blacksmith says Graham Bond as Auntie Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
See, it's
Auntie
like.
Jack. You wouldn't like that because you're Auntie ABC.
My mum loved that song when I was growing up. Remember that song? It's
great song.
So that's kind of to say, it's like you're saying Paul Hogan. No.
Yeah, but if he plays a character.
Plays Hoax.
But if he said Arthur Leo Dana. Wanker,
yes.
Then we go, yes, that's it.
But Paul Vorton's character is Fatty.
No.
There's Paul Vorton and there's Fatty. You don't get it.
For
Jamie from Wagga says Glenn Robbins as Russell Coit. Yeah, great show.
He is.
Great show.
Outstanding. Outback Aussie Adventures. And Jace backs me up. Fisk is a brilliant show. Great Australian humour. Kitty Flanagan is in the lead role. Marty Sheargold. Julia Zemiro.
Marty Sheargold.
None of these are characters.
And guest appearance. Oh. She's playing a character called Fisk.
Is that her last name or nickname?
Yes, last name.
Why are you so confrontational all the time?
I'm not being confrontational. You guys are breaking the rules.
You didn't listen to the message, honestly.
You know Sats and I are right.
Correct me if I'm right.
See?
We've got Sensi's from Tormina. Oh. He agrees with me. Ted Bullpit from Kingswood Country. That was great.
What about Sir Les Patterson?
Yeah, wasn't a fan.
No.
Dame Edna?
No,
never a fan.
Really?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Brilliant.
I don't get it. I don't find it funny.
Now it's starting to make sense, Woogie.
Seriously, you like Dame Edna?
Yes, it was. He was outstanding.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It was a bit too clever for you. It would have all gone over the top, Woogie.
No, wouldn't it? It just wasn't funny.
Yeah, because you didn't get it. Don't worry about it, mate. You know.
Now, we've got a fun fact Thursday for you. This is from Mitchie Best, Better Than the Rest. He said Deion Sanders hit a baseball home run in the majors and scored a touchdown in the NFL in the same week.
Fun fact Thursday. Did he?
Yeah, it's actually a really good documentary, actually a 30 for 30 documentary, where he plays in the world, plays a game of NFL and then jumps on a plane and flies across the country and goes and plays in the Major League Baseball as well.
Wow.
In the playoffs.
Mm. Michael Jordan didn't quite make it in baseball, did he?
They believe he would have.
No, but did he?
No, he didn't because of the strike.
No, but he didn't.
No, but he would have if the strike didn't come around.
Would he, you sure?
Yeah.
No.
Many believe. Even,
we don't know that, Scott.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
He couldn't even cut it in the second division.
Many experts believe he would have made it if it wasn't for the strike.
Oh, okay. So he couldn't make it in the second division, but he would have made it in the first division.
It's about time. You don't make it straight away, Jason.
How come he held the bat at the wrong end?
Remember when you were a panel operator 20 years ago and you're still a panel operator now.
It's stupid when you walk out to bat and you slam dunk.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Right. Yeah, mate. Peter Griffin or Family Guy from Mark. Yes, I love Peter Griffin.
Milo Kerrigan on the Comedy Company. Remember him?
Yeah.
Ex-boxer.
Lovely.
What about Poyter?
Poyter.
Oh, that was Eric Banner.
Yeah, Poyter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like that one either.
No, I'm not saying
he doesn't like it.
This is Sports Day. Thanks
to Kia. Correct me if I'm right.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, second big hour of the show for your Thursday night ahead of the Rugby League World Cup on the weekend and the FIFA World Cup starting one day is between the Aussies and England. Australia none for 35, boys.
Travelling really well.
Chasing, 290 for victory.
Who's out?
Against England.
Anyone yet?
No one. Second big hour of the show. I can't wait for more Fun Fact Thursdays. If you've got them, shoot them through 0457 736 736. Thanks to McDonald Jones Homes. Or you can actually call us 1300 01 1170. There's a blue erupting in the studio over what song we should finish the show with tonight. What are you doing over there?
Just getting ready for my song.
No, you picked last week. So it's either Sats or...
No, you picked last week.
No, I did not. You picked The Killers last week. So it's... You're on Smoko. Right, great. What's this?
The Chats.
Yeah, but...
You know the Chats?
No, I don't know the Chats.
Sats, what's wrong with you? Do you know the Chats?
No, I do now.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Listen, you picked last week.
That's the song for the end of the show. Who wants this? 0457 736 736. Who wants the Chats?
Thanks to McDonald Jones Holmes' birthday. So, listen, I think we should be making it.
I'm off Smoko.
We should be FIFA World Cup feel. What do you want?
Jennifer Lopez, 1990.
Jennifer Lopez.
She sang Let's Get Loud.
Is that where the boob slipped out? Was that?
No, that was Janet Jackson.
Same. I'm going to let you know what our football expert is going to give us a World Cup preview soon. That's Jack, the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Can he pick the World Cup? Can he pick the song to finish the show tonight?
Because he's our football nerd.
Rightio. So, well, not just football. Let's. There's probably more categories there. Where
what about how good he is with music?
Like, he's nerdy at everything. You mean
a few things?
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
He's good with music. Yeah.
He loves his music, doesn't he?
Well, he's actually a music. He's a promoter.
He's got a record label.
Puts together his own festivals.
Everything. Yep.
Does.
Things. There's a fun fact.
Anyone
right
wants to go to appear in a music festival and charge nothing, let us know.
Yeah. Mm. And look, you're a young band looking for a record deal.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Jack will sign you up and pay you hundreds of thousands sign-on bonus.
Pack out stadiums.
Yeah.
That's what he's promised.
Regional to start with. Very small ones.
Mm.
Like I'd probably start with Labrador, the cricket oval there, opposite Charis Seafoods. That might be the first one anyway. 0457 736 736. Fun Fact Thursday. Got a few coming through, boys. And Sats, I know you'll have another one.
Do you want me to give you one?
Yeah, go for it.
How about this? Alistair Cook, former English cricket captain, when he played 100 tests, he'd scored 7,955 test runs. And he'd scored 25 hundreds. Michael Clarke at 100 matches, test matches, had scored 7,964 runs with 26 centuries. So you add all that up, it's 200 test matches. And those runs were 15,919 runs at 51 tests between both those players.
Mm.
You get where I'm going?
No.
So, okay. So Alistair Cook and Michael Clarke both played 100 tests. Yep. Add up both their test runs, comes to a total, and it's 51 tests. Sachin Tendulkar, at 200 tests, had scored the amount of runs, when you add up both their totals, 15,921 runs.
Exactly the same amount.
In 51 and 51 hundreds.
Right.
There you go.
Why didn't you just say that?
Because I had to read the early stuff earlier.
Oh, okay.
Fun Fact Thursday.
I'll play this.
It's Fun Fact Thursday.
I still don't understand the first bit.
Just correct him, mate, if he's right.
Correct me if I'm right.
I think it's a very good fact, Scott. So it was Sachin Tendulkar's stats are equal to Michael Clarke and
Alistair Cook at 100 tests.
At 100 tests.
Yep.
Wow, that's great.
If you add up both their test runs.
Here's one I reckon you might have heard from Mark. Golf is the only sport that's been played on the moon.
Mm.
But was it really? I think that could have been a movie studio.
Hey, who filmed Neil Armstrong coming down the stairs?
That's it.
There was a camera
on the space producer.
Shuttle.
Was there?
Is this a conspiracy? Do you reckon it really happened?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely, I did. But I want to know who the cameraman was, like, because
I watched
that's
it and
officially
I was,
the first person on the moon.
I was 7 years of age, and I was quite gullible. I'm thinking maybe it didn't happen.
People don't think it did. I couldn't care less.
People that don't think COVID happened.
There's people that don't think 9/11 happened.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You're right.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, shoot one through to us.
Oh, 0457. No, please don't open that can of worms.
73. We should do Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
Oh. No, it's Fun Fact Thursday.
Okay. All right. Has this got legs forever? Fun Fact Thursday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always good facts.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
Pat Cummins, there's a text there. Pat. I don't even know if we asked for that. Rooster Muzz, Woogie Badge and Sats, when he strides to the crease tonight. If needed, no doubt Australian captain Patrick Cummins will be batting by candlelight.
Did you turn that text in?
No, it's Rooster Muzz. Mm. We're good mates, Rooster Muzz and I. Yeah. Great Australian comedians or comedy characters.
Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, he's not Australian, but
well,
that's good.
Yeah, great comedy. Tiger Ray from The Gong has nominated him. And Norman Gunston, yes, who won a Logie in character, he points out. Very good.
Badge, that was a little bit before my time. What was his character based on?
It was
an awkward,
very awkward. Used to do interviews and put his foot in his mouth and say the wrong thing. And
he had bits of toilet paper on his face.
He always cut himself shaving. Well,
that was the go. Then you used to always put a bit of paper, tissue or toilet paper on your face, and he had the comb over.
And his interview techniques very funny, like really awkward, and put some of the biggest stars that would visit Australia in a really awkward situation.
I tell you what, he was outstanding in Mother and Son with Ruth Cracknell. That was a great series.
Is he still alive?
I think he is.
Right. Now, I'm going to throw a couple at you. Remember Friday nights on A Current Affair? Clark and Dore? Was it Clark and Dore?
Yes.
Those two blokes who would pretend
John Clark and...
And one of them has passed away. But they used to pretend they were politicians having a conversation. Like, one was being interviewed, like it was the Prime Minister.
John Clark, brilliant. He's actually a Kiwi, and he started doing that in New Zealand, and he brought it over to Australia. Just brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
So is Billy Birmingham, is he not a character?
No, his characters are the character. He's the person.
Mm. No, but can you say Billy Birmingham?
No, because he's not a character.
Okay.
The 12th man.
You know what this is? You know what this reminds me of? Remember we used to do that segment, Win-Win?
We're going back to those. He got it, and then we finished it the next week.
Con the Fruiterer. Dan has sent us a text. Now that's a character. Couple of days.
Mm, beautiful.
Remember that? There's a few more there. Afternoon, guys. It's Bruce from Blacksmiths, Graham Bond, and Artie Jack. Now, that was before my time. Way before my time.
They're great, though. Frontline was Steve from Engadine's favourite on the ABC.
But that's a show.
Yes, and the characters on that show were very good.
Now, Daniel from Prairiewood, listening on the SEN app, and we spoke earlier around Ron Griffiths is saying that he would love to see an Indigenous side in the next World Cup. And Daniel said, boys, in relation to the Australian Indigenous team, I don't think incoming Indigenous All-Stars coach Ron Griffiths has thought this through. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people are Australian. Well, not in Torres Strait Islanders. Not all of them are. I mean,
you sure?
Well,
I think they are.
Yeah, they are. Sorry. The green and gold is a coveted jersey with all Australians, regardless of colour or culture, aspire to pull on. Angus Crichton's comment saying, I don't think we need to divide it, are spot on. Such a move would cause division.
I'd like to hear from some of the Indigenous players.
I don't know whether it would cause division, but...
If there were some Indigenous players that said, hey, I'd love to do this. Now, there might also be, let's remember, some Indigenous players that don't get to wear the green and gold.
Yeah.
But are still of a super high standard playing the NRL, and they could make a great team.
Like we're saying, Daniel, I really think there's an opportunity to include the Indigenous colours into the Australian jersey.
Yeah, I wonder. It might, they might get a bit of mileage out of that one. And you can tell us what you think. 0457-736-736. Great Australian comedy. G'day, boys. Badge is right. Wilfred, funniest show ever made. That's the Aussie show.
Know about funniest ever made. Come
before
on.
They took it to America. Cheers, boys.
So what?
That's from Perth Power Pest.
What's I don't was it on the ABC?
Yeah, he's a dog. Wilfred's right. A dog. He's
is it an animation?
He's a real dog, but he can actually talk, and he's got. And his owner, and he walks around, and he just does dog stuff. It's right. Very good. You got to watch
it. I hear there's a midget in it.
No.
That's what Jack told me.
You can't say that.
A what? Jack?
A small person. Jack, is that... Have you set me up here, Jack?
He got you.
Jack, is there not a
Badge,
small
sit back
person?
From the, sit back from the microphone.
Jack, where are you?
He's running. He's buckled over laughing.
So one of our listeners said, what about Fletch?
That's the person.
No, Fletch is a character. Brian is the person. Fletch is the character.
Mahatma Coat.
That's a character.
Very funny.
That's a character.
Got run out of town, didn't he?
A little bit. He's a little bit.
Yeah.
He's worried about him. Fat Cat is one of the funniest men. If you ever get the chance to see Greg Ritchie at a sportsman dinner or function, whatever, he is out and out.
He's outstanding, isn't he? He's actually gone past being a guest speaker now.
He's a comedian.
He's actually a comedian.
I've had a few people say that to me at different events.
Mm. Steve from Dubbo is a huge Brandy fan. He says anything that comes out of Brandy's mouth is quality. I'm a big fan.
He's a
good
chat.
Man, Brandy. He's got a great outlook on the game.
Robot from Des Moines, Wog Boys and Howzos. Good shows.
Yep.
Good shows.
Kenny says Leo Wanker or Luigi.
The unbelievable.
Paul Hogan, yeah.
Yes.
Ken from Mermaid. Thank you, Ken, for your text. Hey, it's a bit of a sports update. A date. Join Robson Civil Project.
You're talking like Poyter now.
I know. Jobsrobsoncivil.com.au.
Done for 51 Australia. That's a sports update.
Australia left out Josh Hazlewood and Mitch Marsh with Ashton Agar and Cameron Green picked for the Australian team today.
Hey, Justin. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Geez, leaving out Josh Hazlewood, one of the best bowlers in the world. Went with two spinners. I don't think it worked.
Well, they made 287. If it wasn't for Dawood Malan, they would have ripped through them. We had them three down for, 20-odd, 3 for 30. But Milan made 134. So Agar, did he get a wicket? Oh, he bowled and there was a run. He performed a run out.
His piece of fielding when the ball was going for six on that long off boundary was unbelievable, wasn't it, fellas? Remember we saw that before we came. He was midair over the boundary, nearly going into the crowd, if there was a crowd, and threw the ball back into the field before his feet hit the ground. It was incredible with one hand.
Cummins took 3 for 62. Zampa 3 for 55. Stoinis and Stark took a wicket each.
Okay. So maybe Josh Hazlewood's just being rested after he played all of the T20s.
Yeah. You've got big Cameron Green in there, remember? Stark, Cummins and Green. Is there quicks? And Stoinis is what, medium fast?
Yeah. Cam Smith, the golfer, landed in Brisbane this morning for the Australian PGA next week, which is at Royal Queensland. And he delighted fans when he pulled out his...
What?
Claret jug.
Oh,
jeez.
Jace, you can't do that.
What do you mean?
You can't add suspense like that.
He won the 150th British, I can't speak, British Open. As you know, it's St Andrews. He's out here to play in the...
Do we appreciate our international stars that return home enough? Like, he's returning home, doesn't have to play in the Queensland PGA, but he's a proud Australian and wants to support the tournament. Lauren, we spoke about last night. We were watching Lauren Jackson play in the WNBL. And I don't think as Australians, when she returns home, we don't appreciate how great these athletes are. We appreciate them and we admire them from afar.
Yeah.
But when they come home, do we appreciate them enough?
I don't think we appreciate Lauren Jackson enough.
One of the greatest Australian sportsmen or women of all time.
Arguably Australia's greatest...
Export.
In basketball in particular. Greater than... Other Australian men basketballers have travelled over and played in the NBA.
Phil Smythe,
yes. But I reckon, did she pave the way for Australian basketballers?
Women.
What about the men?
No, we had others that have been going for a while. I mean, Andrew Gaze went over and...
Shane Heal.
She's arguably better than all of them.
But she didn't pave the way, but she certainly has done it, you know, at the top level and be one of the world's best ever basketballers.
I mean,
she's
regarded as
the best in
the greatest, in the greatest WNBA. Female basketballer. Yeah. And again, I don't think we with Cam Smith coming home, the golfer, not Cameron. Cameron's the rugby league Cameron Smith. Isn't
you sure? They're both Camerons.
I think they're both Camerons. Yeah.
So
we should ask his mum.
But Cam coming, I mean, that's. Cam Smith coming home, that's huge news, isn't
it?
Yeah,
and
winner of the British Open.
But there was a good turnout at Brisbane International Airport.
Yeah, good.
So and that's why he showed the claret jug off, so it was good to see.
Did he scull out of it?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I didn't
see. Is there claret in the jug all the time?
Again, I can't confirm that either.
How bad's claret?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Does anyone ever drink that anymore?
I remember one Mad Monday, I think I told this story.
Oh, you didn't.
Before you got on the bus, you had to drink a schooner of claret with a cracked egg in it. And if you didn't drink it, you couldn't get on the bus for the rest of the day. It's horrible.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. Hey, we all happy about the Joker getting his temporary visa. He will play at the Australian Open. It's a temporary visa. I think that's a restricted visa. Were you all happy about that? Do we care? Yeah.
From a tennis point of view, I don't care.
And yes, I do care.
From a tennis point of view, I don't care. I mean, but we've got to remember this is a guy that falsified documents. If it was any other community member or anyone else trying
would
to enter
they be
the country,
allowed, they'd would just they, say, sorry, it's a three-year ban. What do you? That's a three-year ban.
So this guy generates millions of dollars towards a tournament. Should that make it different?
I think it does.
Well, obviously
it has.
It does make a difference.
If you've got enough money to get good lawyers, you should be allowed in.
Yeah, I think that's how it works, Badge. I'm not agreeing with it, but he's not a normal person. He's not Mr. or Mrs. Smith. He can just come in and do...
Should be able to do whatever he wants. He's a great tennis player.
Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with the Badge, but I think it's... I think it's one rule for him and one rule for everybody else. And look, we had celebrities flown home during the pandemic. You know, I remember Danny Minogue was rushed through Queensland. Now, if there's one celebrity I was going to lock out, it'd be Danny Minogue.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard brought Pistol and Boo in.
That's
the dogs.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, sadly, I think if you're famous and you're rich, it's one rule for you and one rule for everybody else. So, Sadly. Any more texts there, Badge?
Now then?
No, no. No. Okay. What are you, rich or?
Both.
Okay.
Infamous. Hey, I don't think we've got.
Okay. Look, I want to continue.
Oh, Sats, do you know if Matty Rogers is doing a book signing tour to Dubbo? That's from Steve. It was supposed to be going out there. Is that still happening?
Don't know, Woogie?
No, I think he's put the book tour on hold.
Oh.
Can I just say?
At the moment. He's got a lot of stuff going on at the moment.
If you like reading a good sports book,
yeah,
good autobiography, and you're a lover of the history of the game as well, of course, his father, Steve Rogers, it is an amazing read. Amazing.
How good was Sludge? Oh. One of the all-time greats. Mm. What a player.
Can I just give you a bit more tennis news as well? Badge, your good mate Nick Kyrgios and Tanasi Kokkinakis have produced a vintage doubles performance to keep their hopes alive of winning the ATP Tour Finals event for the year.
Why do you do that?
You like Nick Kyrgios.
No, you mentioned Kyrgios and Djokovic in the same segment.
Only get better. They were down 5-1 in the final set where it was first to 10, and they ended up winning that 10-6. So the boys are through to the next round, maybe warming themselves up for the Australian Open in January. Of course, that'll be all the talk, won't it? Won't be Djokovic. It'll be those two. And I've got a lot of respect for Tanasi Kokkinakis, that other one, though.
Mm.
No chance.
I don't mind them.
Can I give you a fun fact?
Yes.
Before we go? From Rooster Muzz. Wearing headphones for just an hour increases the bacteria in your ears by 700 times.
Fun fact, Thursday.
What?
We wear headphones 2 hours a day.
It's maybe the ones that you stick in your ear canals.
Maybe.
Maybe. Not these ones.
What's that?
Steve says, with 140 mil in his back pocket, Cam Smith can afford to play wherever he wants, and good on him. We weren't arguing that, were we?
No.
I think it was.
No,
he's not yelling at you. Don't get insecure. He's not yelling at you. He's basing
good on him
his opinion. It's,
he's a character. Sporty Gav, thank you. Dickie Knee is a funny character on Hey Hate Saturday.
Disagree.
Who's the best?
No.
Very good.
He was very good.
Oh, Pluck a Duck was pretty good.
Oh. Did you watch the reunion? I can't believe we used to laugh at that.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've never liked Daryl Summers.
What?
Never liked him.
One of the most brilliant presenters.
I think Ozzy Ostrich was the star of that show.
Red Simons was.
Ozzy was.
Oh, don't get me started on Red Simons.
No.
What?
Oh. Yeah, but you're a fan of Scott.
Wilbur Wild.
Nah, didn't like his saxophone.
See you guys.
Ozzy was the most underrated. Good bird.
Good bird.
We're going to go to break. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. I don't know why they sponsored this show. I've got no idea. Jack's put on our run sheet here a photo of Wilfred.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's not a cartoon. It's actually a guy dressed up as a dog.
Well, I always thought it was actually a really real dog.
How could you tell that was a real dog?
Yeah, he can talk too.
He's got a moustache and a beard and a black nose.
Well, so
and a
Labradors.
Really dodgy
black
dog
Labradors
suit.
Have got that.
Yeah, no, not a fan. I think it just looks
silly. You haven't watched it. How can you not be a fan?
Do I have to go onto iView and watch it?
Yep, you do.
I'm protesting against that at the moment. 60 years of family culture. Join the Robson Civil Projects team for the opportunity of a lifetime. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Welcome back to it. A-League update.
Yes.
Football is here. Isuzu Ute A-League. Experience it live. Search A-League's tickets. I want to know before we talk about football and what's happening with the women's A-League. Is W-League? Is it what it's called? Yeah, W-League. Before we do that with Jack, I want to... You stitched me up about the dwarf on this TV show.
I don't recall that.
You told me, what is it? What's in this Milford show?
Wilfred? Oh, there's a character actor that plays a possum. You should go check that out. Mm. It's good stuff.
Yeah, so you should.
It's a good show, but I think you'd like it.
Is it a child?
No.
So is it a small adult?
You won't get it, mate.
Don't try and correct yourself.
Right?
It's okay. Yeah, you dug a hole for yourself. Don't worry about it. Just dig your way out. Now, Jack, can I ask you quickly about this? The visiting teams, the
Sydney
the
Super Cup, yeah.
And also Celtic.
Celtic, yeah.
Celtic bring many fans out.
Well, a few would travel, but there's a significant amount here. There's a significant amount here, and also not just in Sydney, around Australia. Like a lot of people were traveling down. I think a few dropped off considering that it was supposed to be originally Celtic and Rangers. I was originally going down.
There'd be a lot of people that have followed
Celtic. Who's got a problem with Everton? Who's got a problem with the other team?
Well, you know, Celtic versus Rangers, that's an old firm derby. That's one of the most historic, I think, rivalries in sport.
True.
In Everton.
Do you think a lot of Australian fans would become Celtic fans because of Ange Postecoglou?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A massive bandwagon. It's just exciting to see anyone do well in football overseas. But yeah, Ange Postecoglou brings himself a whole range of fans. So yeah, definitely people would have been following his progress over the last couple of years. And he's unbelievable. So yeah, it's going to be exciting. So the first game is tonight. Sydney FC are playing Celtic. It's just a really good, these exhibition matches.
At Allianz?
Yes, I do believe so, yeah.
Do you know what the attendance is looking like? Will it be a sellout?
I don't think it's
a
sellout.
Would you be surprised? Would you be disappointed if it's not a sellout?
No, I'd understand. I mean, these things happen. It's a Thursday. It'll be great. It'll be fantastic. But yeah, it's all gearing up. It was all gearing up for this Old Firm derby. But now that's not happening. It will be Celtic versus Everton, and that'll be on Saturday. And then I believe on the Sunday, it'll be Western Sydney Wanderers versus Everton. Or maybe it's on a Monday.
And are they playing? Will Celtic and
the other team?
Western Everton. Sydney?
No.
Celtic Everton.
Everton, yeah. Will they have most of their the ones that aren't playing in the World Cup? Will most of their key players be playing?
Yeah, so it is supposed to be. I mean, it is a good training run for them, and they're mid-season, a few games under the belt. But yeah, most of the stars did come up. But I think I do think that Scotland does that Celtic will have a few missing because of the World Cup as well, because they've got a lot of Japanese players.
Right.
Yeah. That they just brought over.
So what's happening meanwhile in the W League?
Well, the W League is getting started this weekend, which is fantastic. The A League is on a break because of the World Cup. The W League is getting underway, and obviously with a World Cup next year, they are definitely looking to get on their best foot and maybe fight for a couple of positions. Brisbane Roar take on Newcastle Jets Saturday. We've also got Western United taking on Victory on Saturday. Adelaide United take on Sydney FC on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
You missed Canberra out on Saturday.
Yes, Canberra on Saturday. We do go there. You're right.
Playing Perth Glory. Perth.
And Wellington, Melbourne City. This is also the first round where we've got 10 teams. Mm. It's expanded out the W League.
Can you just run through the team lists for us?
I don't have them on hand. Don't have them on hand.
TLT.
Dynamite.
Team list Thursday. Works.
It does. Really does. So, yeah, that's what's looking on the W League.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Jack. I look forward to your World Cup preview in segment 8 of tonight's show. And big responsibility on Jack's shoulders tonight. He picks the last song to finish our
sports. I've got confidence in him because he's a music man. There'll be some good...
And we want soccer-related.
Reasoning behind it.
Yeah. Mm. So we'll get to that real soon. Just a week until the Gallen versus Hodges fight, and there's another NRL star who can't find an opponent, Sats.
Siwa Taukeaho, who's been playing for Tonga as well as returning back from the World Cup. I've got to say, boxing training, being game fit for rugby league and then being ring fit for boxing, completely different. So
still got to be a bit of a help, though.
A little bit of a help. He'll gas out really quickly. Mm. Yeah. So, but yeah, they can't find an opponent.
Not as quick as someone if they drag someone out of the pub.
No, they can't find an opponent for him. They'll find an opponent. They'll be able to find someone who's got
But the fights are on Gallen Hodges next week. Yeah. So this is on the undercard.
Yeah. I think it's Wednesday happens, night, I think
that's
it is.
Pretty,
why doesn't he join Hodges, take on Gallen?
Done it before.
Don't underrate Hodjo.
No, I will.
No, I know. Well, he did say that punch that knocked Gal down in that in their fight was only 40%.
How do you know?
41.3%, actually, I think he said.
No, it's going to be his last fight, Paul Gallen. And I've got to say, Jeff Fenwick and Justin Hodges, but most importantly, Jeff Fenwick has said with all the bouts that he's had, and they have been some really big bouts against some quality opposition as well.
And remember when you're fighting big men that pack a punch?
Yep.
You just got to be careful, haven't you?
Oh, and the shots that he's copped, especially the last. the last couple of fights he's had against Justin Hooney and co, is he copped a lot of shots, a lot of headshots, and Jeff Fenwick just seems to believe that his chin's gone, which means he get rocked quite easy. And, you know, he's probably had more shots to the head than a lot of people through his career as well.
Yeah, I hope this is his last. And he goes out. Yep. With his head held high.
Steve from Dubbo.
I hope it's not held too high.
Yeah.
Because you get hit on the chin, boogie. Sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Steve from Dubbo says Western Sydney and Everton wouldn't even sell out Apex Oval.
Do I reckon? That'll be interesting, right, Steve.
Where's Apex?
Is that Dubbo.
In Dubbo. Yeah.
Mm.
Two fun facts for you, boys. It's impossible for a crocodile to stick its tongue out.
Fun fact Thursday.
And
also impossible to lick your elbow.
Fun fact Thursday.
Oh.
And a shrimp's head is its heart.
Fun fact Thursday.
Really?
Well, where else would it be?
It's the heart. Well, in its chest.
Well, it doesn't have a chest. Well, it's just got a massive melon.
So it's in the head.
Do you scrape the poop shit out?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I have to.
Just eat it.
Flavour, mate.
No, Carly won't eat it.
Well, that's more for
it's
you then.
It's very fiddly to peel the prawns and then take out the poo shoot.
Yeah.
But you got to do these things.
First world problems. Lauren Jackson was a better basketballer, but her comb over wasn't as good as Phil Smythe's.
Oh, that was a beauty.
Mr. Muzz.
The Generals. Came over. Gotta love
it. But that still didn't hide his bald patch, though, did it?
Is this a good character, Woogie? Woodrow and Simon Townsend's Wonderworld.
No, it's a
Simon
dog.
Simon Townsend's Wonderworld.
Yeah, but was it a person playing a dog?
That's a really...
Was it a real dog?
It was a real dog.
No. It was one of those big... I think it was someone dressed up in one of those hairy Wilfred. Dog suits. Like Wilfred.
What about Humphrey? Yeah. I remember being... Talk. I'm not going to name the location.
Can't remember one good joke he told.
He's pretty quiet. I remember
you were
being...
a bit like Humphrey a little bit. Just to give you a visualisation.
I'm going to wear...
the listeners.
I'm going to wear a vest to work and a hat on Monday. We'll do a comparison, shall we?
A little, what are they called? Paisley vest.
Yeah, I'll do that. I remember going to a what do you call it? Carols by Candlelight in Wollongong one year. It was washed out, so we had to do it in the mall. It was undercover. And Humphrey was there. Humphrey's helper was a little pickled, shall I say, drunk. So he wasn't doing a very good job. And got on stage and encouraged children to sing certain, you know, lines out of Christmas songs until one kid swore on this microphone in front of 10.
Kids and animals, don't work with them.
Humphrey was speechless.
Hey, text message ending in 001. Luke Longley, of course.
Yes.
Three championships with the Bulls. Outstanding.
What? As a character.
No, as Australian basketballers that have gone over and had success.
Hey, hi fellas. Penny has just dropped on the Wilfred crap show, but laughed till I cried. Go figure.
I know.
When did this show come out?
Oh, probably 5 years ago, maybe a bit more.
Right, yeah. Okay. Anything else before we go to the break?
No. What are we talking about?
I don't know. Want an updated score on the cricket? None for 92. Australia, Warner 49 and Head 36 or 36.
He's about to face the ball right now. David Warner, let's see if he gets his 50.
Oh.
Kicked up.
Good commentary.
We better go to a break.
That got him excited.
We'll find out if he gets his 50 when we come back. This is Sports Day.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Welcome back to it. Time to get into your Rugby League World Cup predictions. Thanks to Termidor. Yeah. Choose Termidor, Australia's most trusted termiticide.
Termiticide. Yeah.
I've learned a new word tonight on the show. Okay, Rugby League World Cup final, Australia versus Samoa, Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Queensland time, 3 a.m. New South Wales time. Boys, predictions, please.
Well, I'm predicting I won't be awake at that time. And
well, you
don't
wake up
the
for
replay.
It. Watch it, really.
I'll try to, but that's early. They do play replays.
So, Badge, hang
on. You can get up at 7.
We all used to wake up at every hour to watch you run around in the UK on kangaroo tours for 86
it,
and 9. No, it's part of my staple.
So you will get up
diet.
And watch Austria versus Samoa?
Absolutely I will. Right. Absolutely I will.
And
you're not.
What are you thinking?
I think Australia will win.
Like Brandy Alexander said to us earlier on, he thought...
I think 20 plus.
I agree, Sats, in that they haven't played a tough game until last week against New Zealand. That'll be a big help. But I don't want to underestimate this Samoan side. They're good. Mm. They're some quality players.
Bad, you match up some of their key positions. Fullback Tedesco and Sualee. Arguably, Sualee has been one of the players of the tournament.
Yep.
Two wingers, Taylan May and Brian To'o. Week in, week out, the NRL, they're two of the best wing combinations as well. They're in probably the top four or five. So you start breaking down some of those positions against the Australian positions. They go toe-to-toe with a lot of those positions.
What about Milford and Luai? In particular, Milford. Is he playing up to scratch?
Milford's not, no.
He can be a bit of a target, can't he, defensively?
Jerome Luai is.
Yep.
You look at the front row, Junior Bolo up against maybe like a Regan Campbell-Gillard. Yeah, there's not much lost there. But I think the positions they do in the centres, well, the Steve Crichton ones, Tim Laffey, even though he's been picked in the team of the tournament and has had a great tournament, playing against the final against a Jack Whiten or
is Crichton going to get as many opportunities up against Latrell Mitchell as he has?
Exactly.
Perhaps not.
I think the one
Latrell's
position...
Been quiet.
Yeah, he has. He has. I haven't given him a lot of ball.
It was last week, yeah.
The one position I think where Australia really break away is the hooking position.
Yeah.
They got New Brown, who got knocked out last week. Chanel Harris-Tavita, who's playing his last game before he goes off on his sabbatical. And then Australia, have got Harry Grant and Benny Hunt. So that's where they really win the battle there. So
scoreline, boys.
I'm going to say Australia 32, Samoa 12.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be as much. I think Aussies 24, Samoa 18.
Right, that
close. Did you write them down
really in
that diary of yours, Woogie?
Yep.
Beauty.
It's all up here, Gary.
No.
Gary tried to tell me today I need a diary.
He rang me up and he said,
calendar
need a diary.
On the phone.
Now you do need a when's
diary.
This,
what do you know?
When's this Killers concert you're going to go to? I said, well, this is the fourth time I've told you, Woogs. Can you write this one in your diary? Yeah.
You're not the only staff member I have to look after.
He said, yes, I'll write it in my diary. I said, it's the 29th of November. He said, what day of the week is that?
Oh,
I said, if you had your diary out, you'd know.
Mate, I've got lots of people I need to look after, not you two clowns.
That's why you need a diary.
Former NRL player Kurt Reynoldson.
Yeah.
He's got this new concept. Not this new concept, but it's a concept. I think it's called Eggsy or something like that. It's a calendar.
We spoke to him. It's your organiser.
It correlates with your phone, your computer, everything. It's a great concept.
Well, let's get it for Woogie.
Christmas present.
Yes.
Mm. No, I want Scott's.
We'll just get it for you, and you'll have to pay the subscription.
Yeah, that's right. If you're not asking for Termidor, you're asking for trouble. Choose Termidor, Australia's most trusted termiticide. Termiticide.
Australia versus New Zealand women's final as well.
Oh, yes.
Saturday night.
Yes.
Early Sunday morning, Queensland, New South Wales time.
Rightio. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kerr. By the way, Warner got his 50s, 51 off 45 balls. Australia, none for 97, chasing 200 and is that 90 or 80?
288. And Travis Head, 39 from 42. So, yeah, nice.
Back in a moment with The Last Laugh, the song we're finishing the show with this week as chosen by Jack. And we're going to look at the World Cup as well. Back in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon.
At the moment, I know Stephen Dubbo is very excited about that. Danger reckons the Aussies and Samoa will play at a 28 draw. Badge, what are you doing? No. What's going on in this joint? Badge, you asked Sats if he was getting... up to watch Austria versus Samoa, one of your best.
Are we doing the song yet?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Rooster Muzz, what happens is that we change the run sheet. So when Jace reads it off the screen, we hope that he makes a mistake. But
like, and I'm too good for
Anchorman.
That.
So we've changed Australia to Austria and he didn't fall for it.
Yeah, funny story. Soccer at Apex Oval. We love rugby league in Dubbo. Apex is a league ground. That's from 127.
That's in Dubbo.
Hey, Danger, as predicted.
No, I've
Australia.
Just read that. I just read that.
Sorry, I missed that. I was on Smoko.
Rightio.
Let's
do the... Oh, God, I can't wait to go home. The weather for Nufarm, Australian through and through. If you're listening on Triple G in Gunnedah, great part of the world. Home of the Gunnedah Bulldogs and birthplace of John Donnelly.
Dallas Donnelly, one of the greats.
Yeah. And John Lurch O'Neill. He's a Gunnedah boy.
Yeah, right. Top tomorrow of 24 on a sunny day with an overnight low of 8. Yeah, geez, it gets chilly. Still getting chilly at the moment, isn't it? Yeah. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm, Australian through and through.
It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
We'll do a cricket score update. Badge, what do we got at the moment? How are the Aussies going in their chase?
We are chasing 200 and, well, we're in a slow-mo replay at the moment, so it made it very difficult.
Oh, sorry.
We're none for 114. Warner on 59. Head on 45.
Good opening partnership from those. So I thought Head would cop the Sports Day curse and probably get a golden duck, but well done. Well, I think we've broken our curse. FIFA World Cup opener, Qatar versus Ecuador, Monday morning, 2 a.m. Queensland time, 3 a.m. New South Wales time. What can we expect from this match, Jack?
Well, it's just custom that, you know, the host nation has the first game. So Qatar versus Ecuador, you'd expect Ecuador to win. Qatar is a country that is about 2.5 million, but they say of that 2.5 million, only 200,000 are Qatari citizens.
And they won the World Cup.
Yep. So that's a very small pool of players to be picking from. So you'd
Developing nations, that's why.
You'd expect Ecuador to get up in that one. Big
Jack,
games.
Can I ask you a question about the World Cup? Have you heard the story about fans being charged 100 quid a night to stay in a tent?
Yeah, there's been a couple of things that have come up in the last couple of days. That is one, a Dutch film crew kind of got shut down by Qatari officials, which was strange. And they've come out and said,
Do they get a camel with their tent?
I don't know.
Transport?
I don't know. Maybe.
What?
Who knows? But there's also one about all these fans. There's like massive and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fans for like England. And they've kind of made sure that they're kind of in doubt that they're real fans. Basically, they're going, why are you here? And they're like, oh, no, we're massive fans of England. It's like, all right, well, what's your name? He's like, oh, well, I'm not going to give you my name. Like, okay. And it's just the basically, it looks like they've paid people to be fake fans of countries to make it seem like there's bigger crowds.
I get
people
paid
around.
To be a fake fan.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been alleged, though, that they're paying ambassadors to just put on social media good stuff.
Yeah,
about Qatar and the World Cup. Now, that's alleged, but maybe these are the same people.
Jacko, can I ask you, I know Argentina, about second line in relation to favouritism?
Yeah.
Is it Brazil favourites?
It looks like there's about five that they're looking at. Brazil, Argentina, Spain, England.
France.
France, yes. Yep, those are the ones.
Who we're playing first.
If there's one country you could be in whilst the World Cup final's being played and that country wins the World Cup and you're there for the after party, which one would it be?
Brazil.
Brazil?
Absolutely. Brazil would be up there.
On a beach?
England haven't won since the 60s, so that would be big. Argentina will be massive
England.
If they do win.
That'd be boring.
England.
Why would he want to be on Brazil? Could you imagine the party?
I'd go Brazil or Spain.
Yeah, but also you've got like Argentina will be ridiculous. If
Lionel Messi's World Cup.
If he completes that massive career and everything that he's achieved, it would be remarkable.
Jack, but we're talking about from a party point of view, not from a footy purist point of view.
Tim Cahill reckons the Aussies are going to make the quarterfinals.
No, I've read this. Tim Cahill has made some very, very bold predictions, including that Australia will knock out Argentina in the round of 16.
Beauty!
It's an interesting
rugby? Rugby or football?
Actual football.
Won't be rugby.
No,
and more chance in the Soccer World Cup. Yeah. All righty. Thank you for that, Jack. Hang around.
It's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
It's actually not a joke. It's actually a true story because today I went to one of the local shopping centres because I had to buy some new shoes because I'm going away next week. For a couple of days. And so I bought some shoes, but I bought them from a drug dealer. And I don't know what he laced them with because I've been tripping all day.
That's pretty good.
You reckon that's good?
By the way, it's pretty good.
Okay.
My other one's going to be better than Ted dancing, Ted singing.
That's an old one. I would have just stuck at the first one and left at that. Gone out of high. Rightio, Jack, you've picked the song to finish the show off this week. What have you chosen?
Yes, this is Vaudeville Smash, an Australian group from 2014. This is Zinedine Zidane featuring Les Murray reading out a bunch of names.
And for the listeners, Les Murray is
a football commentator, one of the greatest. Yeah. He sadly passed away a couple of years ago, but synonymous. And growing up, Les Murray was your voice of football in this country. Okay. He's incredible. And there's a couple of Australian players mentioned as well.
Wow.
Beauty.
All right, we're going to run out of time before playing it.
Yeah,
here we go, guys. Have a great weekend. See you, everyone. Bye. Goodbye.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Wayne Rooney, Verón, Suarez, Van Basten, Gianluigi Buffon, Xavi, Iniesta, Drogba, Hazard, Tevez, Schweinsteiger, Steven Gerrard, Alessandro Del Piero, Neymar Forlan, Özil, Nakata, Jean-Pierre Papin, Balak, Van Persie, Beckham, Giggs, Scholes, but the strongest of them all.
Life's so full on. I've been working on this deck for ages. These steaks don't cook themselves, you know. Life's good with a Trex deck. Composite decking made from 95% recycled materials that won't rot, stain, or fade. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.